Looking at your defense, what do you think some of the issues are there for you guys?
Well, we didn't play very well the other night against Chicago. There's no question about that. And, you know, they were able to run the ball fairly effectively against us and also throw it. And, you know, at different times this year, we've had a couple games like this. And, you know, the biggest thing for us is to make the adjustment. So, you know, I think as much as anything else, it starts with us impacting the quarterback more to make him uncomfortable. That's an important thing. That certainly helps your coverage. And then, you know, really the basic fundamental things of playing good football. It's, you know, gap integrity. It's, you know, defeating blocks. It's tackling well, making plays on the ball in the back end, all those things. Not unique to us. You know, I think it's just good defense. And at different times we've done that. Other times we haven't. We've got to get back to doing that.
What kind of role is Jarius Wynn playing for you guys?
Jarius has done a nice job. You know, he's come in and been a rotational defensive lineman for us. You know, we've had a lot of different defensive linemen on our roster this year. You know, we've had a rash of injuries, and he came in and really has helped stabilize us a little bit. You know, at different times when, you know, some of our starting guys have been out, he's played more and more. At other times when some of the other guys have been healthy, he's been more rotational, you know, situational, but also just playing a couple different spots for us, you know, to help us get through ball games. Done a nice job.
I knew you guys came under some criticism from the national pundits about picking Travis Frederick, but how's he done for you guys?
Oh, I think Travis has done a really nice job. You know, we really liked him coming out of school, and you know, if you remember in the draft last year, there was a rush on offensive linemen early in the draft. I think six of them were taken in the first 11 picks, and you know, we had Travis, you know, relatively high on our board, and just really liked him. He's a smart guy. He's tough. He's physical, and you know, he's been a really minute one starter for us. You know, once he came in here for his first, you know, OTA practice, you know, we put him at that center position. He's responded very well. You know, he reminds me a little bit of an old-time football player. You know, he's got the beard. You know, he's a Wisconsin guy, as you guys know, and he's got some toughness to him, and, you know, never seems too big for him. Just goes out and plays. And, you know, he hasn't been perfect by any means. Hard for anybody in this league, particularly a rookie, to be, you know, perfect. But he's transitioned well and really stabilized the inside of our offensive line.
Last week, Mike Smith told us that he was preparing for Aaron Rodgers because he felt like that was just the way he had to do it. How are you approaching that?
You know, I think it's fairly similar. And, you know, one of the things that we try to do is we try to see if there's a difference between, you know, how they play, you know, with the starting quarterback playing or the backup quarterback playing. And it doesn't seem to be a significant difference in scheme and plays that they like to run. So you start there, but you certainly start, you know, your preparation with Aaron. And then, you know, in this case, Matt Flynn, who's been playing the last couple of weeks, we certainly study him and understand what he wants to do and try our best to get ready for both as we go.
What do you think Flynn does well?
Oh, I think he's a smart player. There's no question about that. He has a comfort level in that scheme and, you know, has been effective, you know, helping offenses throughout his career move the football and score points. And I think a lot of that has to do with you know, his understanding of the game, understanding what they want to do offensively, but also what defenses are trying to do. And I think he's an underappreciated athlete. I think he can throw the ball well. He moves around and can make a lot of plays.
If you can, I mean, can you go back to 94 when you had to come in as a backup? I mean, how were you able to come in and have that kind of game? And it's something a lot of Green Bay quarterbacks have been trying to do.
Well, that was a long time ago. I appreciate you remembering. You know, we had some great games against the Packers, you know, in the 90s. And, you know, on that particular Thanksgiving, I got a chance to play. And, you know, really all I was trying to do was function as 1/11th of the offense and just kind of do my job as best I could. And, you know, we had some really good players around me and make sure I gave them a chance to do what they do best. And, you know, it was a great team win for us, a great memory. But, again, it's getting to be a long time ago.
Jason Domkavis was saying he thought Tony's having his best season. What do you think?
Well, I think Tony's playing very well. You know, he's had a lot of good years for us. You know, I think he's doing a really good job making plays for us and also minimizing the bad plays, which is really what every quarterback is trying to get accomplished around the league. And you know, I think he's done that on a fairly consistent basis week in and week out. And, you know, he's continuing to learn, you know, learn what we're trying to do, learn what defense is trying to do to him and our offense, and just continue to understand the game and then just go out and execute each week. So I think for the most part, he's done a very good job of that this year.
I'm guessing you've probably seen the last three or four Green Bay games. I guess, what did you see different defensively last week compared to the previous weeks?
Defensively?
Yeah, for Green Bay's defense, yeah.
Yeah, I just think they play well. They did a good job against Atlanta, who's a very good offensive football team with good weapons. You know, they can run it, they can throw it, and their quarterback's outstanding. And I just think they did a good job making stops and, you know, keeping the score down. And, you know, in critical situations, they played very good situational football. They got the ball a couple times and made plays that way as well. So they're certainly a very sound defense. They got a lot of good players, and we got the utmost respect for Dom Capers.
Considering there's a couple of teams, you know, with 8-9 wins in Waukegan, do you kind of look at this as a knockout game, Jason?
You know, our focus is on trying our best to prepare and win this ball game, and you know, it's a really important, you know, week for us, as all these weeks are with the teams that are still in playoff contention. So, you know, it's just critical that we prepare, you know, as well as we can throughout the week, and then just go play our best football. Again, we got great respect for the Packers, and you know, we're just focused on really the task at hand, what we have to do to win this game.